This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've been studying 1 Corinthians 2 using the Focus and Amplify study method. The focus we identified was that God wants us to know what He has prepared for those who love Him. We then amplified this into an outline. The final step in this and every study method is to develop some applications based on what was discovered in doing the study. The first application that came to my mind was to thank God for what He, through the work of the Holy Spirit, produced for our benefit, namely, the Word of God. Thank God for the men, like the Apostle Paul, whom He selected and then inspired to write His Word. Men like Moses, Samuel, David, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and many others. Then take time to thank God for preserving the Scriptures down through the centuries and for raising up men like Wycliffe, Luther, and others who translated it into the language of the people so they could read and study it for themselves. They did this at great sacrifice, persecution, and even death. In addition, thank God for those who faithfully studied and proclaimed the Word of God in the power of the Holy Spirit, so that the church developed and grew, often in the face of opposition and persecution. Thank God also for the development of technology like the printing press, the internet, radio, and television, so that the message can be sent far and wide to the remotest areas and peoples of the world. We have the privilege of sharing in this process by praying and supporting all efforts related to taking the living Word of God to our world. May we be faithful to do our part and trust God to do His part.